Did you like school?
I didn't know I didn't like it, but our boys would have rather you'd have stayed at home and done what they would have deemed to have been something a bit more useful.
Would you farm or
anything? Oh, my father had a farm.
But plenty of work to do there.
Plenty of amount. There were six of us. There were a chap on each side and four girls in between.
So you left school then, what did you do?
I left school and by that time my father was died young. Well, I was near age, I was only about 9 or 10. And like a whole lot of things like that there, they were near well and it was a whole scatter market and things just kind of deteriorated after that. But that's no outgrown or good girl very often, for there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
I went to work the local farmers. Stuart Moore's was big outfit. There were 17 of us in. But it was a grand place to be. For there were plenty of old boys there, and the crack was good.
Was that mixed farm?
Aye, there were everything on.
Everything.
Everything of the day. They were laying hens, pigs, and beasts, and barley, prutas. But then the other Stuart Moore owned in the road a bit. A brother of that boy, he was a boy that specialised. He started off that Northampton Turkeys. That was David Stuart Moore.
So you enjoyed the farming bit, all right?
I did. I enjoyed the farming, but I always had a kind of intrigue for Irish farming methods, maybe. Irish horses and stuff. Like, whenever my dad was leaving, there were still horses about. He was sort of grew up among Clydesdale's feet, if you like.
And the koi, or whatever you call them, they weren't the same size of herds.
Oh, no, they were maybe, what did we see, new weed? I think maybe milked, maybe about 8, and that would have likely been brave and big, you know. But there were different breeds. There were Shorthorns and Ayrshires, and Friesians was, well, they were starting to creep in, but there weren't any Ayrs money.
And like your latest tape there, it says the cow he named.
Oh, why? Well, so they had these dolls, I had names, and they had temperament to their own, too. You know, there's some of them. There was an doll in particular, and there weren't any that could go near but her me. She was only in it because I milked her. But before we went to school, even a wee bit before the old boy died, we were milking cows before we left for to go to school in the morning. You were getting 2 apiece to milk before you left. Now you probably would think that was a serious job to get you away. But then, that was what you'd done. You never questioned what you'd done or what you were bad day.
I suppose when you were a cub, you mind getting your first bicycle?
First bicycle I had was a rare little article. That was matched about 4 other ends. I'd started off a frame for Tally Taggart and a wheel for, I think, a wheel if you had an old bicycle that lay about Arnie Sampson's, and the rest of it was kind of pooched for here and there. But I had done the job. I learnt to ride, don't I? But then I got my hands in a sort of decentry in for a buddy Kurt at Yanomy's sister, and he had a brave decent bicycle. And while he was sort of in visiting her, I created his bicycle up and down the lane. I did learn to ride it not so bad.
That's good.
We would have been sort of shooting folk. Or I could nearly say it now, for I don't think anybody would be caring. We were nearly poachers. If you weren't fittering about 20 feet of when a jock sent a hole for a shot at them at night, you're away setting night lines for troots or snaring rabbits. We used to get an odd phasing baton for it. We used to make a wee cone of paper and fill it full of raisins, and they packed away onto their heads stuck in, and then they just stood like a gummy and Anna laughed at them.
Is that how you got the phasing?
Funny as the young I got like that there.
And tell me, did you use them? Did you eat them?
Oh, heck, I used them. Oh, no, it wasn't for... It wasn't for any gentleman's idea of sport. It was merely settling down in your stomach.
Well, the poems take up a big part of your life, don't they?
That started as an interest, progressed into a hobby, and I would be the first one to tell you it's an obsession now. Other folks interest me sometimes a great deal more than my own. But collect old things, and you'd every they're I hinna come on a badge.
No.
All I would say to someone knows God's the rest. Mm. I never come on a badge.
They all have something to offer.
They all have something to offer here, surely. Mm. But if it's about old country things, about old farming things or something like that there, or the enemy's sort of favourite subjects was curtain and all the pearls you might befall at that particular practice. Now, there's some grand pomp about that.
You like to make them humorous.
Humorous, yes. Aye, well, I don't know whether curtain was designated to be humorous or no, but it seemed to go that road quite. If you weren't that good at it, you could sort of made a laughing sport out in it. Whenever we were first married, I was working on building sites and working on farmers and the other thing, and I never come in, it was either tearing much to most then, to cut peats. And I seen her two eldest boys, well, not together, like they're about 3 or 4 years of difference. No, there's 3 years of difference in them. Mm-hmm. Lying in a carry coat with a net curtain around them to keep the midges feeding them how we get when a peat's cut.
The midges boys in the most.
Oh, I'd be the other never to go through that now.
No, you wouldn't be bothered doing that now.
No.
But people had to work very hard them days. They had to. That day's work, you come home and did another day's work.
You done another day's work.
You know, really?
That's right. You were noting 16, 18 hours a day, and that's no a million years ago.
It's not that long.
Mid 70s.
That's right.
But most of the thing, it seemed to be prepared to you.
Aye. It took you long.
Aye, it had to be done.
You know.
It took you a few years of realising that you could do one.
That's right.
Yeah, you thought to yourself, well, if I nothing else, I have fire.
That's right.
I don't know what you were kind of conditioned, and if you didn't go to the mosque, the whole world would collapse around you or something.
That's right, but I mean, very few people go now to the mosque.
No, though, the when a foot goes new for a bit of hope, and to tell you the truth, now I'd have long and nearly to go back.
I never liked it.
Cut two or three, just for the sake of it.
Oh.
I want to be going back to cut a tear of them, but I'd like to go and cut a whine of stanks just to... Now I see the sort of... Well, you could hardly say they were a magic end, but there were something about it.
Oh, wow. It was a way of life, you see.
It was a way of life. Social history would be a thing that you would get clouded at your back and for it now, but there are a lot of social history created and the most for all the neighbours and that.
That's right.
And whenever we were winds, we would run up and down to the wall with bottles of water.
Okay. But coming back to the poetry, when you get a notion to write a poem, I suppose you just can't wait till you get it down on paper.
No,
does
if
all
we
come just flowing or
aye, mostly does. If a wee thing sort of flits, you see something, it triggers something off in you. And you feel you want to make mare with it. It's something you have seen, and if somebody else, if you can write it well enough, somebody else somewhere is going to see that same thing through your eyes, if you like.
That last poem that you wrote there, the cows of names. I can remember the day when the cows of names.
Well, that's sort of reminiscent of them old neighbours, and young neighbour in particular, wee buddy Jimmy Sampson, because he was always, to me, the sort of epitome of coolness and calmness. Nothing ever flustered Jimmy. He just took life at its pace, and he just lost it as long as maybe longer for doing that.
But the country way of life is really, it's really disappearing.
I mean,
it used to be you clearly you went to people's houses, you know, and I blame television for...
Television has the cause, that's the main cause of it. But a wee bit, the only thing we had was an old brown Bakelite wireless.
That's right.
And you had to go a watt battery down to June Hills and get that charged.
I mind riding the way down for 2 miles to get the battery charged.
We would have walked toward the field a mile and then walked by the road a mile down to June Hills.
Right,
and you had to lead. But whiles I worked with two.
That's right.
And you get a charged in you're kind of nearly gently. Two batteries for the wireless. But though there were nothing had the character of them out of Bakelite wireless.
No.
The whistle and crack and
get on.
And then everybody seemed to want to hear boxing matches, and I don't know where they were, but That's the thing I whistled and chirruped and got on. And there may be two or three of our neighbours come up to hear that, you know. Yeah. Which must tell you knew it, no, even everybody had a wireless.
No.
Well, I mean, there were a lump of old boys come to that and that box, and we were feared to open our mouth. And we were quite as banished altogether, we had some other back of the house out of the road. And you were sort of fascinated with us whistling and crapping and chirruping and going on at this thing. And then everybody was an expert, nailed broadly at her and turned her a bit. And then there were a lump of copper wire that got thrown out the window. And that, you might as well have spot. You know, it done it nae good, but some of them old boys thought it done it good. But I think the saddest thing of all the day's wind is nothing of mine.
No.
If it wasn't on the television, or if it wasn't some of them gurnuts either with hair at their knees or nae hair of all chomping about, that, you know,
no,
that's neither music nor nothing.